So it's now 4:54. I'm gonna call this meeting of the audit committee to order. Our items on the agenda are to review the Family Corps RFP. That's our first item. So I know everybody has it in their packet. Are there any questions for Amber on it? Tracy?
I don't have a question on it, but I just want to say Amber, I think you did a really good job on it.
Thank you very much.
Would you expect anything else, Trace?
No.
Yeah,
you
he's busted, Josh.
Did you have another copy of that? No, it wasn't in my packet. Thanks.
No, I don't. Amber's learning very quickly. She's going to be an asset here as long as she doesn't leave.
Already is an asset.
I was just going to say.
You hear that, Ken?
What's that?
As long as she doesn't leave.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Too many Kens at the front of the table.
No, I meant you can.
Yeah. What?
What? I have to spell it out or you get the gist?
She wouldn't leave. She likes it here too much.
Well, I think she likes those dollar signs too.
Yeah, well. She's brand loyal to the legislature.
For 6 months.
JC?
So the timeline on this? When we're expecting them back on July 21st, and then when would that's Friday? We open them on that Friday. Mark, the purchasing department would open them that day. Or yes,
yeah, and then we would set up the same kind of a scoring committee that we've done in the past on these things, which would consist of the audit committee.
And depending on what, obviously depending on what cost comes back too, because it could be some. Crazy high.
Right, absolutely. We right. You know, if they all come back too high, then we'll have to revisit it.
Okay.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a major thing. It's not like
no.
It's a
no.
Verification thing. It's
I mean, you never know. You know, we didn't anticipate the bids on the corridor work to come back as high as they did, so you never know what it's going to be, but you know, this is significantly different than like a construction bid.
Oh,
so
sure.
We'll where with
yeah,
access.
Right. So I would anticipate that we would be you know, scoring these and then coming in, possibly bringing people in for interviews at, you know, after that.
When can I just ask another question? When are all the bids back on the construction, or what's the timeline on those bids? Like architectural drawings, what's the timeline on the project?
Ken, can you speak to that?
I can't, Tracy. I'm sorry. I don't know the information. I'd have to get
okay.
It for you.
Maybe, can we get that information?
Yeah.
Just get a breakdown,
yep.
Even if it's not firm, but just so we know what we're working against in terms
yeah.
of that timeline?
Of all my responsibilities, that's not one of them.
I believe that's below Mr. Sudlow, and he's, you know, he had some business out of the building today, and he's out for the day, but he's going to be in the morning, so I'll...
Okay.
I'm going to be here. I have to talk to him about something else, so I'll ask him about that
as well.
Do
you have any sense of where it's at?
I don't. I want to say that they said 8 to 8 months, I want to say, is what they talked about with the architectural drawings and everything before they'd be coming back for, you know, or going back out to bid for, you know, for vendors and whatnot. I know that they're still trying to, you know, we have contract in to, you know, rearrange the building a little bit. You know,
mm-hmm.
department-wise, in order to prepare for what we've got coming. So I think that they're still tinkering.
So we're well ahead of any kind of time crunch, which is good.
Yeah. And we're also, you know, once we get this RFP out and start having things, and once things start to move, we're going to have that committee meet, the special committee on the family court, and they'll start meeting as well, and I imagine work with this firm.
Okay.
The other question here on the prevailing... wage rates. I don't know how.
What page are you on?
Last page, 20.0. I don't know how you're going to figure prevailing wage rates for work of this nature. There's no set standard that I'm aware of that you're going to be able to gauge it to.
That specific segment was in red from the general template that the purchasing department sent to me.
Uh-huh.
So once they review it, they may. Take it out. Say it's
okay,
not necessary.
But
it doesn't
there's
apply.
Nothing that I'm aware of that you're going to get prevailing wage for this type of work.
Yeah.
Probably better to leave it in than if purchasing takes it out, then.
Well, I mean, I would probably raise the question.
Yeah, let's highlight it as a question.
There's something. I mean, how do you value, how you put a value on it, or how do you put a dollar sign on it? There's no. I mean, with other trade unions, you can actually do that because there's actually a chart you can get it off.
Yeah. Do we have that prevailing wage section when we go out for our budget analyst? No, I know that, but I mean, because that's closer to what we're talking about here.
This is like a
financial analysis. Okay.
Because there's nothing available.
Right. Yeah, so I think just in case they miss the red flag, we want to.
Yeah, we'll send it as a question.
Okay.
Other than that, are there any other comments or thoughts on it, or are we ready to approve
it? Let's move it.
Motion to authorize Amber to work with purchasing department to get this out?
Yep.
And can you send us, yes, I'll second that. And can you send us any changes before they go out? Just
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And then we were going to have a short discussion on the external audit of soil and water and what the plan was going to be, whether we were going to do it and then charge them back, or if they were going to, if the board themselves were going to do it. It's probably cleaner if we do it and then charge them for it, because then we can have access to the purchasing department. So is that what we want to do?
Yeah, I feel like that's easier. I have not.
Did you talk to Len?
No, I didn't, but I will. I feel like I'd like to move forward operating under that assumption. And
okay.
I talked to Len this week.
Okay.
And if for some reason there's a hiccup with it, I'll let everybody know through you and Amber, and then I'll only accept that hiccup if we're moving it forward through the board immediately. Do you know what I mean? So it's one or the other.
Yep. All right. So I guess at this point we'll have Amber start working on.
I think either way, I'm going to need help with the RFP
process.
So, regardless, that.
So let's have Amber start working with purchasing on an RFP, and then we'll have something at our next meeting. You know, and just assume that Len will have no problem with it, and if he does have a problem with it, we'll put a hold on it.
Did we have a ballpark when Don reached out in terms of cost for that?
A lot.
It was a lot. And why do you think it was so high? Do we have any sense? I mean,
I think that we were asking for more
than a basic
we needed. I think that, because Vicky had, when she was looking to do that, had consulted with Amber, and she said, no, that's not what you want. want.
So that's good that we have
agreed upon procedures. And
yeah, we want. I mean, I think we need just a kind of standard audit. What's normally done. We don't have to necessarily go above and beyond.
I think that we're asking for like 3 or 4 years or something like that. I'd have to look back.
Okay.
Vicky tried to look back and see. It was a while ago, though.
Okay.
Is it going to be used for financing, or it's not required by law? We're just wanting
to
do it?
What's required by law is that they do an annual audit, which they fulfill by having their own internal auditing committee, kind of like
okay.
I just heard on the TPAC, like where their own...
Four farmers balancing the checkbook.
Yeah, a few members of the board act as the auditor, and they come in as a committee and they look at the books and they approve them. But they, to my knowledge, have not had an outside audit, which is just good business practice. And they were more than open to it. I think that it would be good for the health of the organization and for best practice.
Well, during this past budget.
What's that? No, I didn't have anything on the agenda. The only thing I would say is the questions that I received from Tracy and from Hector. Working on it, and then hopefully by the end of the week or over the weekend, I'll mail them to everybody.
Perfect.
Thank
so
you.
We're on top of it.
I think,
thank you, Sherry. Oh,
yeah. I think that the conversation might have been before too is not just a fiscal audit, but also understanding opportunities in that. Because when you look at what Soil and Water does in neighboring counties and others, that they're leveraging a lot more opportunities that maybe we're not, and doing that kind of comparison.
And,
so.
And I heard that conversation, but. Just as one member of the board, since Ken and I have, when we served on the board together, we really wanted to see the real fiscal audit happen, and we've been trying to make that happen for a certain amount of time, because for a period of time, the legislature was saying they were going to pay for it, and so time just got away. I think it would be a little overwhelming to do everything at once. I'm all for an opportunities and programmatic audit, but I want to get this. I want to get beyond the fiscal audit first.
During the last county budget cycle, we tried to ascertain what their fund balance was, and nobody could tell us what was restricted, what was unrestricted. Yeah. You know, how much money they actually had. At one point, the number that they showed us would have been like 2.5 or 3 times their annual operating budget was in unrestricted fund balance, and that's
which I think not exactly. I think that's not exactly accurate, but it's also your. I mean, some of what I've heard from the director, you know, is just this assumption that that even, for example, the sequester felt like a punishment to him for good budgeting, because in his mind, saving money is good budgeting. So that's why I feel like we just need someone from the outside, mm-hmm. and I don't want to overwhelm the organization with a fiscal audit, a performance audit. This is what the sequester. It's such a little thing, but I would like to see the performance audit happen.
Yeah,
and maybe that's something next year, because I think just even seeing what happened with the strainer.
Yeah,
and also in our own training, which I don't know if you recall, but in our own district training as board of directors, they go into the opportunities that a soil and water district has to be able to go onto private property that counties don't and partner with municipalities to mm-hmm. do things that now they're not currently doing that. We're not really leveraging that opportunity at all. And so I think that the board could be the soil and water board would be open to expanding those possibilities if they were shown that these other things are happening. The board is very set in its ways and very well intentioned. It's just
for many years
the
tail was wagging the dog as well.
Farmers, yes, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, long-standing stand-up citizens. It's just their expertise is farming, which is why our meetings are set around their farming schedule.
Most of the questions at the meetings that I attended, the meeting would always start out discussing whether or not the Gill Farm was going to have sweet corn or not, you know, and that's, you know, and then the executive director would come in and show pictures of the work that they were doing and really never get a financial accounting of what work we're doing except for in the financial report, which is confusing.
So that's why I feel like if we can get past the financial, and then we can really focus on the possibility in a positive way, like the possibility and the capability of a soil and water agency to go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. I think, Ken, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I think we could do amazing things with that agency.
I mean, 30 days doesn't go by when I don't host a meeting and someone on the staff says, well, if only our soil and water office would do what they do in Columbia or Green or Sullivan.
Well, I think one thing I could say, we're a little off the audit subject, but one thing, in those cases, it would be great if you could... give me some of the information of what's happening in the other counties so that I can even start to talk about it. Because, I mean, Ken's been there where when we sit around the board and we slowly interject change, it happens. I mean, so it just takes a lot.
And they were willing to follow us, especially on financial matters. The executive director seemed to have been getting somewhere around a 4 or 5% salary increase every year. And when we noticed that in our first budget that we were doing there, we immediately put a stop to that and lowered it significantly, and were met with a lot of resistance from the senior staff that were getting the
right. But I feel like from the board we did have a lot of cooperation when we actually articulated any concern, whether it was a financial one or a procedure one in terms of noticing meetings or whatever people. We're very willing. So I think we can make really great strides with that board, but we got to get this financial thing done first, for sure.
Agreed.
It's got to happen.
So that's what we'll have Amber start the process, and then you'll speak with Len. If you want me to come with you, I'll come with you.
Okay.
Just let me know.
Great. Thank you.
Any other business before the audit committee this evening?
I'll just go back to the RFP.
Yes.
On the family core.
Yep.
Last page, 21.0, extension of prices.
Uh-huh.
That would be another question I would ask. We have to have included in there. That's really, I don't know what you're asking, that they can use the same numbers if they proceed doing something along these lines?
I'd have to look at it.
It's political subdivisions, including the City of Kingston and others authorized by law, including certain nonprofit, independent, post-secondary, secondary, and elementary educational institutions may participate in contracts resulting from this bid opening.
I mean, how could they be really participate? I mean,
they couldn't. It would not be applicable.
Right. So, I mean, I would say when you go back to the contract office saying that, you know, let's delete that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, can I raise one other thing that I noticed a few minutes ago? In payment, I don't know if this is normal because it says the responder will invoice the county annually. Since it's a, I don't know how long this process will run. I don't know if it's going to be a flat fee. There's probably a different way to word all this.
Mm-hmm.
Like at, if they get a certain percentage, a certain way into the work, or if they invoice when the whole thing's done. I don't know what's standard.
The contract office probably has a standard in there.
But I feel like annually is probably too...
It's probably monthly, would be my guess.
But I don't think that they'll actually do things monthly. Like they might do some preliminary testing. And
okay, so you think it's really an end of it project type of a...
that's what I'm thinking. But since it's over the course of multiple years, I would assume they'd want a payment before the close of the project.
Good point.
Right.
Yeah. So you might want to just...
Yeah.
you're just basically, my gather, to make sure that this is what it said, what they said it was, and that's it is or is what it is.
Right.
But if the project is on the timeline that we have published in our capital project book, the 5-year book, then it would be 50% of the way through because we're said to end in the end of 2018. So that would be halfway through completion, 50% of the work's done, 1 year in, you'd get...
Hypothetically, it's great.
Right. If we're on the timeline.
But we'll ask the question of purchasing.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more question? In terms of evaluation criteria, do we normally have to lay out the percentages how we're evaluating? Like, see how...
Page 6.
Yeah, 6 and 7. In the local economic development, it talks about points, but I'm trying to remember if in the other ones we had to lay out what percentage the fee pricing proposal.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, I feel like just so that they know what weight is going to be assessed to each.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a form for that. Purchasing.
Right, but I think it has to be in the RFP so that the respondent knows how they're being judged. Because remember in the maybe it was for our auditor, we changed the percentages. Our committee discussed how we were going to score, and we changed the percentages because we wanted to put it less of a percentage to pricing because we anticipated in that case that they were going to come in very close.
Right, similar.
And so we said, let's wait the others. But we had to, I remember Robin saying, we had to let them know. We couldn't just randomly change, like right before we go, say, okay, we're going to make the pricing 80% of it and each of the others, you know, 10, 5, and 5. So that's another one I'd just ask if we have to be upfront about the percentages.
Okay.
Because if I were a respondent and I read this and it says, you know, vendors would receive 5, 3, 1 point, I would, just as I do now, understand the difference from the 5 to 3 to 1, but I don't understand what that means in the context of a whole number.
Right, I get it.
Well, certainly, if, you know, the CPA firms that are going to respond to this are all qualified to do this kind of audit. It's going to come down to price, and the local economic development might, you know, skew it. Whether the local or regional or not, you know what I mean? So,
and usually the plan, we give a certain amount of weight to the plan because there's some distinction sometimes from...
Maybe.
But in this case, I feel like price might become a more weighty... I could anticipate, especially over the course of the term, that, you know, we might get some very high numbers.
I imagine purchasing is going to, you know, assign a buyer to this, you know, to work with Amber on it, and maybe Amber could work with the buyer, come up with some numbers, email them to us, and see if it's acceptable.
I'm just making...
How's that
just
sound?
It sounds great, just to confirm
that
it's, if it's required. If it's not required, then we can meet and decide, lay that out before we judge them. Yeah. Just so long as before they come in, before right. they're opened.
Yep. But. Anything else? I just left this on the agenda tonight because we had a short meeting, and then we'll and the sheriff is still working on our questions on the other stuff. So at the next meeting, we'll discuss that and any more thoughts we have on the family of Woodstock. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Five 14.